Welcome, everybody. I was just gonna say, we start off really dramatic with the intro. It may be always calmer than when we get onto this side, as life itself has a way of taking us up and down. Rough tumbles, rumbles, it's just part of the experience of life. Sometimes it gets to us harder than others. It's the life of duality that we came here to experience. So we are blessed to be breathing on this planet right now, especially the fact that we're going through a transformation on a consciousness level, both collective, therefore personal. The day and age we have lived up until now, money was a great source of power, a sense of authority, domination. If you had money, you could exert your decisions, your intentions on others, surroundings, other people, resources, materials, intellectual property, exploiting those who did not know how the system of life works, keeping them as slaves, harnessing their energy for your own reasons. Some would say this is bad. It would look like that at face value, but then when you dig deeper, you get to appreciate the wonders of life, the drama of life, the dark versus light. The awakening on the planet is causing havoc and bliss at the same time. We at Anahata Dao offer an experience, a way of life, where we live by these 12 core principles. These 12 core principles happen to be the 12 divine qualities of the heart energy center chakra, Anahata Chakra. Welcome to the Anahata family, where dreams are manifested into realities. Now, for many of us, that doesn't necessarily tell how can we do this, doubting our abilities, in disbelief of our innate powers that we manifest our reality every single moment, whether we are conscious of it or not. There is a consciousness in all of us that is always aware. We have been so body identified, killing each other, a sense of separation, a sense of domination. That was the age. Let's just call it the dark ages of patriarchy. The dark ages of the masculine energy. In truth, the divine masculine is needed just as much as the divine feminine. In truth, there is only one experience in the many. Feel blessed to be sharing this and experiencing this with all of you. Because this is not at what you would call a deterministic game. We don't know the outcome. It's not a top-to-bottom game either. It's an open, distributed form of coming together, collaboration. And then when we apply the principles of the Mastermind Alliance, where a group of like-minded people come together and have a focused intention on certain objectives and desires, they will indeed manifest that into this reality. Or any other reality we want to play in. We've forgotten how to play. We think that we came here to work. The word play sounds bad to us. Get serious. This is coming from a person who has been very serious in his life. That's why Dwija. I was born onto this planet as Heja. However, officially my name is now Garuda. But in truth, I have no name. These are just roles we're all playing. Sometimes we get overly identified. That's what causes the pains in our lives. We can enjoy every experience, every role, to its fullest when we least identify with it. Know that every experience is perfect as such. So why not wonder and appreciate while it's happening? And when amazing changes come upon us, do we dare to step into it? Are we still waiting for somebody to give us a hand, to show us a sign? What's more clear than this? We get the signs. It's always there, speaking to us in every symbol we see, through every sense we use. We are so distracted. Technology, when in itself, can be a wonderful tool, magnifying tool, which we will talk about when we talk about blockchain technology. But as such, how it's been used and taught to people, it is utterly destructive to the human and the soul's intentions. So this is all by design. There is no fault in itself. The game is up. Now we're awakening. And now we're stepping into our chosen realities consciously. This is where Anahata Dao and an influx of other Daos will come into play. However, we believe strongly the way Anahata Dao is structured, it will be the model for other Daos to follow. So it is a great honor to be here with you because you are one of those first listeners, connections, contributors, supporters of Anahata Dao. Our vision at Anahata Dao is that of divine love, unity consciousness for all forms of life, moving or non-moving, to empower each to be their highest self. This is our vision at Anahata Dao and our 12 core principles, which are the 12 divine qualities of the heart chakra, as we mentioned earlier. Let us say them first in Sanskrit. Sounds from the nearest to source regarding our heart chakra, Anahata chakra. The heart chakra, bija mantra, syllable mantra, root mantra is yam. Imagine that, like opening the lotus flower of your heart. Yam. And the lotus flower has 12 petals, and they are of these syllable mantras. Gum, 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 chum, chum, jum, jum, nyum, tum, tum. And we seal it with a yum. Yes. So these 12 divine qualities, our core principles, would be bliss, peace, harmony, love, understanding, empathy, clarity, purity, unity, compassion, kindness, and forgiveness. Based on that, we will seek income generating opportunities, although the income is secondary to the actual purposes of these wonderful manifestations that will come through mainly the founding citizens as the examples, as the change makers. So anybody who joins Anahata Dao will be using technology. However, we don't need to be a techie. So sometimes when we get into a new program or a new website, and if we don't immediately understand it, we kind of get scared of it, and for whatever reason, we'll find a way to just kind of brush it off and put it aside. Not necessarily the best thing to put it aside. Just take some time to dive into it. Although there is no work at Anahata Dao, we play. But the tools we use will be very powerful, very scalable. We can instantly scale to thousands and millions of citizens at Anahata Dao. The technology is made available such, starting with blockchain technology. We have papers, documents at anahatadao.org. It serves all of us to look into that, and there will be some other supporting documentation to follow. You can see the governance mechanism also there on our website. And here now, as we talk about the games that we are initiating at Anahata Dao, realities, experiences of life, we're going to be going to Mural, M-U-R-A-L. So it's a large canvas where we can work on brainstorming, collaborating. It's limitless, its application really. And this way, we will be able to all communicate at Anahata Dao as we collaborate. So there is no time that you clock into work and go. This lives. And if anybody joins later, they can go back and see what has happened. Amazingly transparent and visually pleasing. It doesn't really feel like work. So this for me, I have never used Mural. Today was my first time of using it. Now it's 8th of December 2021. So something like this needed to be ready so we can have a wonderful set of graphic explainer and the likes for people to be able to adopt it on a larger scale. So let's get into this. I have never used this. As I go along, I'm sure my ability to use this with the magnificent array of tools one can use. This is the new way of communicating. Beyond that, then you go into the metaphysical and the telepathic. So, never done this. We'll get into this. And this is to show the types of games we will have. Imagine that you just woke up on planet Earth. You have a set of memories, how the world works, what is, what isn't, certain type of schedule you have as you wake up, you open your eyes till the moment you close your eyes. There's a sense of you that thinks it's aware. We're on planet Earth. We see certain forms of government organization. We see the dramatic shift of fear coming upon people. People getting into lockdown, getting vaccinations, all of that. We could go on to that endlessly. Natural catastrophes, wars still going on planet Earth. We're talking about ascension, awakening. We are all one, yet we have such experiences on this planet. It's the breakdown of the current system. And if one understands game theory, then one understands that this has been devised so. So it's not that any actor in the game of, let's say, nations are playing a game amongst themselves. Every interaction in life can be also viewed from a game theory standpoint. So it's not that one or the other is a bad person or actor. It's that the system incentivizes certain behavior. So it continues to persist. And now that is breaking down through the fiat currencies that are now becoming and have and are worthless. It's just for the matter of the majority understanding that. With the cryptocurrency and blockchain technology that is the foundation of cryptocurrencies and other crypto projects, most are busy with what's going on in the mainstream news when there is a technological and spiritual revolution going on. But they are still aligned. There are certain souls who came to experience such pains because of their karma. As we wake up, now we become masters of our own karma. Karma is not a curse. It is activity. So when we consciously decide to act, we are consciously acting our karma. www.anahatadao.org. O-R-G. We are an alternative to current forms of government and organization. In order to be self-sustaining and thrive, we seek to identify income-generating models based on our 12 core values. We are the Anahata Dao family, a decentralized autonomous organization. Simply put, we are a social organization. One would even consider us a crypto nation. In truth, we are a nationless, borderless, and a leaderless global organization. Our website is up and you can go read more about what we're up to, the who are we, the vision, the mission, the what, the how, the where, and the why, and the more. So we will now tell you pretty much live, there is no behind the scenes in the decentralized autonomous organization work environment. You can't really call it work anymore. It's a play to earn environment. So that's why when we refer to a game, we are gamifying, we're putting elements of gaming into so-called non-gaming environments, which we call interactions of our lives. So we take this seriously. We don't consider this a game. So apply the game aspect of things to life, and now we have a game here at Anahata DAO. Initially, we will have a private sale before our initial coin offering on the 21st of December 2021. You can check for more details on our website, anahatadao.org. Yes, we are plugging it in like this.